Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, BFFs, new episode. We're going to have Vinny Hacker on it. Big get.
Huge.
I was told he didn't want to come on the show, but he's coming on the show, so this is a big get.
Who said he didn't want to come on?
I thought we asked.
He's declined before, hasn't he? Yeah, he's declined before.
Well, I think his team, not him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we'll get into it. I'm excited to have him. He's a big guest. Let's get right into the headlines here. First thing I see is just a confluence. I think that's the right word. We got a Barstool guy, Little Sass, versus Gruen, versus Keemstar. So let's play
that's
the
a group
clip.
Of names. That's a group of names I didn't expect to necessarily be in a clash here.
Yeah, it's a weird mashup.
And I didn't actually know who Keemstar was. I'm out of the loop till he announced the fights. I'm like, who is that guy? And people are like,
you didn't know who Keemstar was?
No.
He's huge. He's like the big drama guy.
Yeah
man.
Jeez, he's like a new age Paris Hilton, right?
I guess.
Perez.
I wouldn't say right. Paris Hilton, but.
Perez, right? Is what you meant?
Who'd I say?
Paris.
You said Paris Hilton.
I meant Perez Hilton, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Are you guys soft? Can you hear me? I feel like your volume's a little soft.
Is my volume soft?
It sounds loud. Or is it on my end, maybe?
It sounds loud as shit on my end.
Same.
How do I turn it up on my end? Can I?
It's awesome.
Earth to people? Oh, okay. So how do I turn up MacBook?
Is it a touch bar? Yeah, it's a touch bar. So on the top, there should be like a digital thing and then do the volume and then move the scroll wheel.
Hello?
Yep. Test.
Fucking beautiful.
Wow. All right. We just watched Dave learn how to use a MacBook, everyone. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was crazy. Really age yourself every day on this pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I would just shut up.
We've been in this podcast for 5 minutes, and Dave has already made it super clear that he is much older than me and Bree.
No, well, listen, I am. No, it's kind of philosophy. I'm a technology till you die guy. Like, I had a BlackBerry till they literally basically went out of business, had to switch to the iPhone. Mm. I do not have an iMac. I still have a MacBook. I still have a desktop. So I'll stick. I'm a loyal motherfucker, ride or die. Okay.
Fair enough.
So Little Sass versus Gruen versus Keemstar. Let's get the clip.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Gruen. I just know that he manages Josh Richards, and I know that he's like a fucking loser.
Who?
Gruen.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
How? This is being recorded right now, bro. If someone's fucking, if someone's on the dark web, it's fucking Gruen.
We need Gruen on the pod.
Well, how are we going to get him on the pod if you're fucking slandering his name like that? We could get him on like that, but fucking, not if you're being like, Gruen, oh, Gruen is this.
If we
Gruen
had
is
Gruen
that.
On the pod, we would get less views than we would normally.
No, what are you talking about, bro?
That guy sucks.
Wow.
I mean. He knows they'd get more views with Gruen on. He's got to know that.
So, little known fact, pre-Bree, Little Sass was on BFFs. He was one of the guys that was going to be on here because he knows everything about TikTok. And he is kind of blowing up in his own right. He works for me. I don't know much about him except our crowd fucking loves him. They call him the King of New York. And I know this. One time in the office, there was a giant dildo sticking on the side of our window. And I walked in and I was like, no, I took it. I yelled. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, we have like real people who come through this office, advertisers, executives. We can't just have this giant dildo sticking to the window. And I was like, who fucking put that there? Nobody said anything. It was Little Sass. I don't know what his issue is with Gruen, but.
He seems to have some hatred for Gruen.
Yeah, some real beef.
David, I think he just slings it.
I feel like it's him. He's teasing Gruen to try to get Gruen to engage. That's totally what it is.
This spilled into text messages with Roan and Little Sass and Gruen last night. I guess Gruen texted Roan being like, what the fuck is this all about? And then they got into a group chat. And I guess there was a sidebar of Gruen sending text messages of all the articles that Gruen's mentioned in. To Little Sass to show how important he is.
Oh, no doubt. That sounds
that's
like
hard.
Gruen.
Obviously.
Gruen. Gruen is the definition of rabbit ears. Like,
let him know, Gruen. Let him fucking know. Send him those articles, dog.
If you hear Gruen, you could be having a side conversation in like Siberia with two people in a cave, and if you mention Gruen, he somehow knows about it.
Oh, he knows.
He just 100%. He knows everything.
If you say his name three times, he appears.
So And Gruen always is ready to step in the fray, and like he will always talk about it and be there, which I respect. What does this have to do with Keemstar?
Where is Keemstar in the mix?
How did Keemstar get involved in this?
So there's a tweet thread here. You guys can analyze it. So that's
was it?
That Son of a Boy Dad posted this thread with Gru and Yo.
Son of a Boy Dad being this new podcast, A Little Sass and Roan. Yeah. Okay, fine. So what am I looking at right
now? And
here?
Then Keemstar responds.
Why didn't you put this on? Is it on the sheet? I'm just blind, or you guys thought we'd know this automatically?
I think they thought we'd know this.
Yeah, okay. So
anybody on the production team want to like mention why Keemstar's mentioned, but we don't have anything here?
So he just jumped in. Like, he jumped in to respond to Gruen and then said, clearly this person's a pussy-ass bitch, showing that Little Sasquatch had him blocked, and then it just basically spilled into Twitter.
Oh, so Keem's team Gruen over here. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sass had him blocked.
Yeah.
That's the only way Keemstar is involved, is that Little Sasquatch had him blocked prior.
Well, the way which you guys did a horrific job of putting on our sheets, basically... Gruen is fighting with Little Sass, and then Keemstar comes from the clouds, and it's basically like, this guy sucks, don't worry about it, Gruen, and Little Sass has Keemstar blocked. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's clearly calling him not the King of New York as well. Why are all these fangirls talking about King of New York? I live in New York. There's absolutely no fucking king here. And if there is a king, the king can suck my fucking dick. What are you going to do about it? Nothing, because you're not fucking king.
Is he
Those
serious?
Are some bold words. Those are bold. I love it.
He doesn't
I love
understand
it,
the King of New York words. Is like is an ironic, funny joke, though. Does he think that's
yeah,
serious?
That's a lame tweet, because I think he's serious. Like, hey, there's no King of New York. Like, no shit.
Yeah, obviously, Lil Sass isn't the King of fucking New York.
No, I think it's probably a joke he has with his fans, no?
Yeah, it is.
I don't
it
know.
Is.
I think he's confused. I think everyone's confused. The only thing I don't get on it, Lil Sass, our guys, why would you block Keemstar?
Right.
Right. Unless he's on like a different level, and that's as a joke. I really don't fucking know. Is Little Sass there?
I can grab him.
Let's ask him.
Yeah.
Let's get him in here.
Because I know why he hates Gruen.
Yeah, we do have to ask that.
This is one of those spreadsheets. It looks like maybe our guys thought 3 seconds. They didn't include it. They didn't ask like Little Sass to be here. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, should have had Little Sass on speed dial for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, what are we? Son of a Boy Dad pod? No.
Son of a
BFS
Boy Dad.
Son of a Boy
Come
Dad.
On. We are the BFS pod.
We are.
We got our sheets ready.
I hope he's here. Is he even here?
Does he come to work? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I've said one word to this guy, and it was probably on this pod. Do you remember him being on in the beginning?
I feel like I do, but I feel like we got rid of him really quickly, no?
We did.
But he's funny. He's like,
he's
I
really
love his.
Funny.
His
he's
videos
really
are
funny.
Funny
he's
as fuck.
Singing for the Summer. He's the one who made
yeah,
Singing
I know,
for the
yeah,
Summer.
Yeah, I know. I think I thought his videos were hilarious. Or I guess I still do. Opinion hasn't really changed, but
he is not in the office yet. He'll be in 10 minutes. So Sass missed his opportunity.
Typical. All right, so we'll get to that. Let's move on. I'm seeing this everywhere since the fights, and I saw Gruen also. One of the announcers was like, "I didn't get paid," and Gruen I think was like, "I told you so." But
the problem is though, he's right. Did you see what he was tweeting like 3 months ago about the fight? He was like, no one's going to get paid.
But did the fighters not get paid?
Nope.
Nobody got paid.
Fighters didn't get paid. Artists didn't get paid. No one got paid, I'm pretty sure.
So Bryce Hall didn't get any money?
Not from what I know. And I haven't got to actually talk to Bryce, I guess, yet. But since after the fight has happened, all the reports have said that no one's gotten paid.
No shit.
They've gotten their signing bonuses, which was like probably 100K, 50K, depending on the fighter. None of the other money's come through.
Are they telling them when they will get paid, or are they just leading them on?
They must be saying they're getting paid, because this would be a
huge story. I am 95% sure that they filed for bankruptcy like 2 days ago or something like that.
How is that not major news? How is that not all over the place?
Keemstar was talking about it. Keemstar was talking about it, I'm pretty sure.
Again, our headline people, you would think, if this is real, like...
Unless I just know shit because I'm in, like, behind the scenes of social media and this stuff isn't supposed to be public at all, but it is now, so fuck.
If you file for bankruptcy, I feel like
it
that's
is very
public.
Public
that
and
is
that's,
super public, right?
It's not on the internet anywhere, so Josh may have just broken the news.
Maybe I just broke the news and I'm about to get my head hunted down.
No, but it is if they actually filed for bankruptcy 2 days ago, I'm pretty sure people would know. And right? I'm surprised if they hadn't paid, all the fighters would be like going bananas right now. They must be thinking they're still getting paid.
They have to think they're still getting paid.
I heard there was suing involved already and there was shit going down. I don't know if maybe they came to agreement. I don't know if they worked it out in the last like 24 hours, but I'm going to bank on the side that you are going to see these fighters all get pissed really, really soon.
Wow. That's big news.
Dave,
LiveX, huge news.
Dave, LiveX Live owns Podcast One. They bought them last year for $18 million. So I don't know if they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, that's crazy. Podcast One's not going anywhere.
I'm not saying Podcast One's going down, but the...
Social gloves? There was is like, that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it might be social. I just know that there was wording in contract. Like, they could pull bankruptcy and then guys don't need to get paid.
That's fucked.
Shady. Interesting. I guess we'll keep our eye on that. More people wanting to fight because everyone's thinking they got paid. Mm-hmm. This is maybe, I don't know, you can close your eyes, do whatever you want to do on this one. Mads wants to fight Nessa. We got a drop box here.
She really wants to fight Nessa.
Let's
she
see the
won't
video.
Stop.
Yeah, let's see it. I hope those fighters get paid, man. I hope it all works out and I was just hearing bullshit.
If you go through all that shit.
All that to get, yeah. Like, I really hope I'm so wrong on that. But never usually like to be wrong. There, I'd like to be. Let's see this clip.
Would you fight Nessa there?
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
Okay. So you're fighting?
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
That was the messiest, like, why was that so loud? Why were my ears bleeding?
Yeah, it was very loud.
And I mean, I don't know that I can qualify that as... Mad wants to fight Nessa. Somebody she's, who said did you,
she said Bri, she wants to walk. She said that she wants me to walk out with her on the fight. She said that
awesome.
In a TikTok clip. She was like, "Yeah, I'll do a fight." And then she was like, "I think Christian, like the guy she's with, and then Sab was beside her, and she was like, these two would walk out with me." And then she was like, "Oh yeah, and Josh would walk out with me." So she just volunteered me.
Would
but
you?
I was like, all right.
Would you walk out with her?
You'd have to walk out.
See, I feel like it would have to be, like, some real dope reveal, right? So it's like, I would have to...
What if you came in from the ceiling?
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe
already
I,
down.
You come in
they're
and
already
like,
in and I parachute down or something.
Yeah, and like
that's
an Elvis tuxedo or something.
Right, right. Maybe do another nice tux. I feel like I'm a suit guy now, Dave. I got the premiere, the nice pants at the fight.
Pink pants, yeah.
I would pay to watch Mad fights Nessa. Mad would kill her, I think, based on just the anger and whatnot. But I'm not. I haven't seen the other clip. Did you, Bree, say she really wants to fight her? Because that clip, she got to ask the question.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, sure, I'll
fight
her.
Well, she's made like multiple TikToks about it. Answers in the comments, like liking all the ones about her fighting Nessa. And there was another clip of her saying, like, yeah, I'll fuck her up or something like that.
So we just picked the worst clip.
Right. It seems like it. We didn't pick the clip where she talked about me walking out or fucking up anyone.
I hope Kareem and Paul are like looking at each other being right now, being like, maybe we should spend more than in 10 seconds on these clips because so far this has not been a great episode in organizing the clips.
Wait,
like
who do you guys think's winning this, though?
Oh, Mads would kill her.
I don't think Nessa would ever do it in a million years, though.
No, she would. She's got her music shit going on. Yeah. She's not going to worry about
and
this.
She's also
who do you think would
small.
Win?
Yeah, you know Nessa. We don't.
Bro, isn't Nessa a midget? No offense to midgets.
Yeah, she's short. But, I mean, like, if I'm looking at it, I really don't know. Because I don't know what sports Mads has played. I know that Nessa played soccer her whole life, and she was, like, really good and was apparently supposed to go D1 in soccer. So it's like she's got the athlete background. And she's a little bit more, like, built than Mads, I think. Mads is a little bit more, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but this may predate
Mads
your time.
Got the reach, though. Mads got the reach.
Eye of the tiger. Who has, and I agree
Who's
with your
hungry for it.
Athlete thing.
Right.
But who has anger? Who has, like,
they gotta
revenge?
They both have fucking anger. There's no way one of them is just like, heh.
I think
Mads. Oh,
I
think
Mads
is quite
Nessa
a bit
with
more.
With a burning passion.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not, there's no way it happens. So
no,
we're talking
no way.
About.
No way.
Theory here, but I mean, yeah.
And then the other one, which staying on it, are you and Jaden indirectly calling each other out to fight? There was the Jaden likes a comment about fighting you. He laughed about it. How much would that take to get? I think we asked you that. I mean, that I'd pay for that too.
That'd be huge.
Right, right. I mean, with what I'm doing right now, I don't know what the bag would have to be like. I think me and Michael talked about it. No word of a lie, it'd have to be like $100 million. There's no way I'm fighting. Like, I'm doing too much shit on the business side. You dig?
And we haven't talked about it. You, I assume, just never talk to him anymore. Are you just over it now, like ambivalent? Or, like, if you saw him, would you be like, that motherfucker?
Oh, there's no way I'd be able to, like, just, like, put it away from me if I saw him or whatever. But I've definitely, like, I'm tried to move on from it. I'm not, like, worried about it or thinking about it all day. But it's still, like, a shitty thing when I see, like, a video or something like that. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, that was the homie.
That is one of the worst things of anything in social media with exes. It's like most normal people can just shut it off, be like, okay, block, whatever. If they're well-known, they come at you from all angles, not even on purpose. You just can't totally ignore it or shut it off.
Can't escape
right,
it.
Right, right. Or if, like, they do cool, big shit, right? It, like, sucks because it's kind of like I see, like, a cool thing they might do if it's, like, walking on stage or doing something dope like that. And it's kind of just like I'm sitting there like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would want to be happy. I'd want to be like, oh, yeah, hell yeah. But it's, like, it's a shitty feeling. You can't really, like, control that when you see them all the time or something like that.
Yeah. So, and again, our guys here, Paul and Kareem, just trying to, like, I feel like right now they're just hitting Josh at the 1-2.
Right, because right. They're just fucking gut-punching me. Yeah.
I don't come up with these headlines, but the next one are people are saying Nessa and Jaden are Walmart, MGK, and Megan Fox. I guess we have a video. I don't know if this is a compliment or an insult. You never want to be called a Walmart version of anything, but
that's not a bad Walmart version to be.
Yeah.
Not correct. A bad one at
it's
all.
Probably the best Walmart version to be.
So let's see this Walmart version. Close your eyes again, Josh. I guess Kareem.
To take a little bit of pressure off. Remember when we brought Devin in, who does the sheets, and she was talking about how she always puts Josh stuff on there. She's the one who put the Josh. I think she might have beef with Josh. We brought her on like 6 months ago.
Yeah, wow. She is the
one.
Wow.
So this girl still got beef with me, huh?
Yeah, she's Let's still making it.
I mean, that was just mean to put in there, first of all. But second of all, I get the point.
What the
point.
Fuck? Fuck you guys.
That's not everyone, us. Man. We didn't put it.
What is going on?
It's Devin.
You're just literally grabbing my dick, and twisting it. What the fuck is this? What is this?
Who did this?
Devin?
Yeah, we brought her on like 6 months ago. You remember?
Bring her on again.
I'm boxing her. Bring her in. I'm boxing her. I don't care about the bag. Let's run it, bro.
I text her.
Let's run it.
Crazy. You know, that doesn't make or break this podcast, that headline, right? That video. That was just like, I'm going to punch Josh in the nuts.
Yeah,
we could have talked about this. Josh, we could have talked about the Walmart version. We could have done it all.
Didn't have to watch it.
I didn't need to see it. I didn't need to have that.
She's on her way in right now.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked
I think
up.
His blonde hair looks bad, though, if it makes you feel any better. I think you look better with black
thanks
hair.
For trying to make me feel better.
are we going to talk about guys with blonde hair that shouldn't have blonde hair? Are we going there?
Who?
Griffin?
It was fake. Oh. It was fake, wasn't it?
Come on, man. I didn't even comment.
If you want to talk about bad blonde hair, it's got to be Griff.
It starts and stops with him. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Hey, what the fuck's up?
Wait, so I wasn't like listening in. What part? What did I say?
Why did you have to throw in the video of
what's the little extra dig?
Of Jaden and Nessa?
Yeah.
I heard that Kareem said that I did it. However,
yes.
I will say that we do have an entire group message where other people send stuff, and I did not send that in there. I'm not going to throw the person.
No, we throw. That's not how it is.
If you don't do it, I will.
I mean, you can. It was an intern. But
our fucking interns are running wild. They're running rampant.
But
that's why you're going
to
yell at them.
To be fair, there's 40 of them. To be fair... we're told to the group message is just like filled with a bunch of stuff. Like there's stuff in there that doesn't like make it onto the sheet, or there's stuff in there that like just doesn't even make it like past.
We know there's stuff in there that doesn't make it on the sheet. We've experienced that this morning.
So was it
anybody when that's sent? Is anybody like, hey, Josh, this is a fucking tough one for Josh. We're going to watch like Jaden and Nessa fucking basically fuck in front of his face.
Kareem, tell me I'm wrong. And Gaz too. I always am like, no, I don't like. Can we put this? I don't know if we should put this in there because Josh doesn't want to talk about Mads or Josh doesn't want to talk about Nessa and Jaden. I always say that, and I'm always told to put it in. Also, I think someone said
sounds about right
with the was it with the Keemstar stuff in my doc because there was the final doc. Sorry, Kareem. I had all the screenshots. The other screenshots didn't make it over. I was in the middle of typing an email saying that when I was told to come on here, but I had all the things.
So who's Devin dropping the ball? Who should I be yelling at right now, Kareem or Paul?
All right. Our time's over.
So Kareem's cutting it off.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. She put it in the thing. How do you not include it? What are we doing? We spent 5 minutes.
Thank you, Devin.
Everything. So what we learned is
all right.
Kareem,
I want to box you a little less now.
Thank you.
Savages.
The only thing I'll take blame for this. I didn't put the rest of Matt's comments saying that she would take that she would have Josh Walker out, but I did have all the Keemstar screenshots. And I do look out for you, Josh. I really do. I'm always like. I don't know. Like, I wasn't going to put that in there. Breeze in those meetings.
She does. She
might be greasing Josh this week, though, because I was in that meeting and I didn't hear anything. I did this morning say I don't think that Josh is going to like that, but it was on the sheet.
I wasn't in this meeting.
I got you, Josh.
Dave, we just need to get everyone in one room and have a little board meeting, I think. I think we just need to have a board meeting.
It's tough. It's a lot of finger points. It's like that Spider-Man gif when everyone's just like pointing at each other.
I don't
all the ones.
Finger
have you
point.
Seen all the ones of Simmons and Kuzma and then Shanghai as the third Spider-Man? Oh, that's so
no.
Brutal.
I don't want a finger point. I will say maybe. Well, Kareem and I do talk a lot about the sheets before it came out. I feel like this week we didn't talk as much, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to throw all the blame.
This is like
on
one of the
people.
Biggest episodes we've had in a good minute.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, people are dying for Vinny Hacker.
Seriously, are literally dying.
The Vinny sheet I did.
By the way, your desk all of a sudden is the loudest desk in the history of desks, Josh. When you punch it, it's like we're getting like unless that's just my headphones.
I'm passionate, man. I'm just in a passionate mood.
It's in a passionate mood because we got them all riled
up. Moving on. Thank you, Devin.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Tana says she was offered $10 million to fight Bella Thorne. I gotta be honest. When we started BFFs, I was not as much in the Tana, like, certain sphere of influence, knowing what she's doing.
She's huge.
This girl, I have so much respect for her. She is everywhere. Like, she could be with me right now in a video, and then in 5 minutes later in LA in a different video. She's everywhere.
Everywhere. No, she's amazing.
She had beef with Khloe Kardashian
somebody
this week.
That seizes the opportunity of clout better than she does.
It's crazy. Yeah. And she owns it.
Oh, that's the best part about it, by the way, is that she goes and she does it all, and then she's just like,
she's like, fuck you, I said it.
So what?
It's the best ever. She started beef with Khloe Kardashian this week, too. I saw that this morning.
Was it beef, though, or was she on Khloe's side?
No, Khloe hates her.
Because I thought Khloe liked the
She liked a comment calling Tana like a stupid-ass bitch that keeps her to keep her name out of her mouth and shit like that. So she's even involved with that world.
Listen, the Kardashians cannot call somebody out for being clout chasers. Their entire existence is based on building clout.
It's true.
She wasn't calling her out for being a clout chaser, I don't think, right?
No,
was that what
Tristan,
it was?
Khloe's ex came to to Tana Mojo's birthday party.
Birthday party, yeah.
Tana tweeted, like, why are you at the birthday party? Where's your daughter? Like, why aren't you with your daughter? Talking about his and Chloe's daughter. And then someone tweeted, like, you're a stupid ass bitch. Keep Chloe's name and the baby's name out of your mouth. And Chloe Kardashian liked the tweet. And everyone freaked out.
Wait, what?
So essentially, right? Tana, birthday party.
Birthday party. From
the big thing. Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband goes to that party there, partying it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also as a kid. Also as an ex-wife. Tana takes the phone, starts typing up a crazy message she knows is about to go viral. Says, why are you at my party and not at home taking care of your kids?
So Khloe's on her side.
Nope.
No.
That's what I thought too. Someone I first read it, thought that too. Then there was someone that responded to Tana, right? Someone responds to Tana and says, shut the fuck up. This screams attention seeking at its finest because you know damn well that man gone make every headline over anything pertaining to women. You're a bird. Don't speak on true either weird ass hoe. So are we
talking about Scott Disick?
No, Tristan no. Thompson or Thomas, whatever his name is.
Oh, yes. Tristan Thompson.
Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And then so she was like, don't speak on the kid. Kid's name's true. That makes it really hard fucking Khloe sentence liked it. Structure. Sounds like just
got it.
Grammar. But.
That was a convoluted thing. I got it. Okay. David Dobrik returns to YouTube. He'll announce he'll begin posting vlogs every Tuesday again. Should he post too soon? Is it too soon? Again, what got him canceled, which is old news, is Dirt Day Dom sexual assault scandal Dirt-tay? Woman came forward.
Pause. Did you just say Dirt Day?
Yep. Dirt Day Dom.
Dirt Day. Is it? What Dirt-tay? Accent was that?
It's dirty.
What accent was that?
I don't know. I'm just reading off the sheet. Dirt Day. Dirt Day.
Dirt Day. Dirty. Dirty. Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom.
So a woman came forward saying this man raped her when she was 20, blacked out from alcohol, featured in one of David Dobrik's vlogs. Girlfriend said that she finished Dom off so he would stop having sex with her friend because she was way too drunk and Dom had blocked them from leaving the room. Obviously super serious stuff, so it's hard to weigh in. I don't know where that case is at.
Yeah, I don't think it's public, so nobody really knows.
Right. I mean,
very hard.
But I would David feel returned. Like the right thing is it's almost like it's too soon until that previous situation has been dealt with, right? Like,
yeah,
that would be my instinct.
Until that's over with.
But I see, I feel like I've seen people, like, I feel like I saw Tana with Dave. I like,
she was,
yes,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
David was at Tana's birthday, I think.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's like
so
completely
he's fully
back
out.
In it.
He's fully out again.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a situation we all agree without having all the facts or details. It's really hard to weigh in. Who knows what the actual reality is? And you can see both sides. If there's any truth to it, no, this guy should be in major trouble, never post again. If there's no truth to it, like, you shouldn't have your life ruined over something that's just a rumor. So unless you know the news, very, very hard.
David also called out Jeff Wittick to box this weekend.
No shit.
Yeah. In a
Wittick
a
would kill him,
video.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, Wittick would fuck him up.
Yeah,
bro.
and
fuck him Wittick up. There's no way it's serious. There's 0% way.
No, no way it's serious. But Wittick put in his new YouTube video, like, he's actually down like 100,000 likes that he'll sign a contract and make it to fight David.
Well, no shit, he'd fight him. What's he have to lose? You'd make a shit ton of money and kill him.
I know.
Yeah.
I
makes
doubt
a shit
it
ton of money.
Happen,
worst
though.
Thing that happens, face gets beat up a little bit again.
Yeah.
And then he just beats the shit out of David.
David would get murdered.
Dude.
There's
I'm
no
a fucking
way.
Pussy. I wouldn't fight anybody. I'd fucking fight Dobrik. Like, and Wittick seems like he's a tough guy.
Wittick
Come
seems
on.
Like he's got. Yeah, yeah. No, he definitely is a little. I mean, guy's been to fucking prison.
Yeah.
No way.
You've been to jail. I'm
beat.
Out.
Yeah.
There's no way he's
I'm
getting his
that.
Ass beat by David.
No.
Oh, I see what happened with that.
With what?
The Tana tweet was later in the thing. I got it. All right. Did you just say Vinny's here?
I was it.
Is Vinny here?
Oh, I thought you said that. No?
Oh, no.
All right, let's continue along. Karina Kampf, OnlyFans. So Karina Kampf's OnlyFans has made over 1 million in 24 hours. She got some backlash for posting, I guess, pictures that are similar to Instagram, but she made a bag on one picture of her boobs. She tweeted, I don't care what anyone says, I made 165 grand on just one picture of my boobs. Get it. Get that bag.
That's you know fucking
how I,
awesome.
You know how I know she's got money? Because she texted me and she was like, yo, let's go to dinner. Let me spend my OnlyFans money on you. That's what she said to me. So I was like,
you're just flexing that Corinna texted you right now. You're just like, yeah, Corinna wants to go out to dinner with me.
What a hard flex.
Yeah, you just flexed that pretty soft.
No, that wasn't even trying to. I wasn't even trying to.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What did you say?
I was like, fuck yeah. Spend that. So let's spend the money.
Sugar mama. Go out?
No. It was for this Thursday, but I had a meeting on Thursday, and the meeting actually got changed to go to the Suns game, I believe.
Wait. Corinna Kampf texts you to be like, hey, let me spend my $165,000. Obviously, let's go out with boobs, and you just don't do it? I'm confused.
No. So it was supposed to be for this Thursday.
This coming Thursday, tomorrow.
I had a business dinner. I have a business dinner from 7 to 9 scheduled, so I was like, ah, shit, damn, can't.
Business over before boobs.
No.
Not buying any of it?
I'm not buying a business dinner. You reschedule the business dinner. Did you reschedule this?
Corinna's dinner?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
What?
What
Josh?
Is wrong with you?
Dude. It'll get rescheduled. I'm not going to trip. I got a business dinner, dog. That comes first. That is my priority.
Okay, fine. Then, like, hey, I wish I could this Thursday. What are you doing Friday? Or, like, let's just pick another day. You don't move like that?
No, I do. It's just, like, in due time. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He's playing hard to get.
I don't fucking know.
We have little sass.
I'm not even playing hard to get. I just, like, I don't know. I had a business dinner, so I was like, yo, I got a business dinner from 7 to 9.
We have little sass in the room.
Do something. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
We'll be good, dude. Trust me. Hopefully we're good.
Right.
I got it. I got the bag, dog.
Hello?
Little Sass.
What's up? How's it going?
Why do you hate Gruen so much?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with you hating Gruen, huh?
You really hate him.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. It was more of just like an off the top. It sounded funny when I was saying it. I still do think it was funny. He texted me last night. He seems like a nice guy. He seems like a funny guy. But he was really throwing his accomplishments in my face.
Oh, hey, he's a big accomplishment guy. He loves doing that.
Got a lot of them.
It was like 11 o'clock at night, and he's just sending me links to CNN articles with him in them.
Oh, yeah, that's Gruen.
Yeah.
You got him. That's him.
That's who he is.
But he seems like a nice – I mean, I don't have anything really against him. Like, he seems like a fine guy.
Okay, and next question. Why do you have Keemstar blocked?
Oh, I hate Keemstar.
All right, why?
Every single one of his tweets pisses me off.
So you're like, I don't even want to let myself get riled up, so I'm going to block
his
ass?
Yeah, I've had Keemstar blocked for, like, years. Like, I've always had. I don't even know why he got involved in that. Like, we didn't say anything about him in the podcast at all, and then all of a sudden, Gruen sends me a screenshot of Keemstar replying to my tweet.
Do you have any official comment on being the king of New York?
No, I mean, I guess it was a self-proclaimed title. I gave it to myself, and then people just went along with it.
Are you still the king of New York?
Yeah, I mean, World of T-Shirts is coming in quick. Like, he's saying he's the king of New York now, so I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think I am, but I don't know.
Yeah. Who is World of T-Shirts?
He's this TikTok kid who goes.
I've also hold you know Polo Boy or whatever it is on TikTok.
Yeah.
I've also heard people call him the King of New York. So you got like three kings going on out here.
Yeah. I don't know. Does he even live in New York? I thought he was out in like L.A.
He lives in California. Yeah.
I feel like he was born and raised in New York. I don't know if he's still in New York or not.
Well, it's tough to be the king if you don't even live in New York. Okay. I don't think I would call him the king. I mean, World of T-Shirts is more of a king of New York than Polo Boy is, in my opinion. Mm.
Have you stuck any more dildos on our office windows?
Another good question.
No, I have not.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Little Sass.
Thank you.
One of the original hosts of this show.
Yeah, the first.
We were saying. All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Fucking Peace. Little Sass. Half the times I don't even understand that. I just know people love his videos. Sometimes I get him, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch?
He kind of switched up, though. He was saying Gruen was a loser, now he's like, oh, no, he's a nice guy.
You know what? I kind of did the same thing a little bit. I was like, he's the most obnoxious human I've ever met, and then you kind of get used to him.
I think everyone switches up.
You got to get used to the Gruen style.
Yeah, you do.
Charlie DeMeo, have you reached out to her yet, Bree, to get her on?
No. Well, yeah, I put it on Instagram, but they weren't. They didn't go to Miami for the fight because we wanted to have them on that week.
Mm. So you guys are gonna have to make a trip to LA.
Yeah, for sure.
Charlie DeMello was canceled by the Squishmallow.
Squishmallow.
The Squishmallow community? I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
How is that even a real title, man?
What is a Squishmallow? I can't even say it. The Squishmallow community got angry with Charlie for not having the best Squishmallows. Charlie ordered mystery box Squishmallows with her own money, did not have brand deals, so she didn't get the coolest Squishmallows. People were also mad that she got them in the first place because now they may sell out. Squishmallows are soft stuffed animals that became popular during COVID through TikTok. Charlie explaining the story on our podcast. Let's see.
It sounds like you just read an ad. It literally sounds like you just read an ad. How many times you said Squishmallow?
It made me laugh every time.
Squishmallow.
I was so excited to have them because they're so cute, and I was just really, really happy. And I was like, oh, let me post them. Like, this would be so cool, especially like maybe I can work with the brand in the future, and this is just very exciting before my other ones come in, because I had ordered other ones that weren't the mystery collection. They just took a little bit longer to get to me. So I posted them, and then the Squishmallow community was very mad at me because they were like, why does she have all the ugly ones? Which is not fair.
I kept saying that. Everyone was like, she has all the ugly ones too. I'm like, oh my God.
I thought they were so cute. And like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not cool, because like everyone expects me to be this like adult all the time, and then when I show my side that's like, hey, I'm still like growing up, I still want to be able to do normal like teenager things, and if that's mini brands or stuffed animals of any sort, like that shouldn't be something that people feel the need to gatekeep, you know?
All right, that's the most amazing clip ever.
Right. You know why? Because how the fuck is someone getting canceled over a stuffed toy, and how can you gatekeep?
And why is there a whole Squishmallow community? And why are they so mad?
And forget that. What's up with Squishmallow shaming? Like, I would think the Squishmallow people are like, oh, she ride or die. She doesn't even have that. She loves her ugly little Squishmallows.
Yeah, right. It's like, why were they mad at the ugly ones? She's such a squisher. I'm assuming that's what they call the fans.
Yeah, the squishies or something.
She's such a squisher. She's even going to love on the most hated squishers.
Why would the Squishmallow community get mad that she doesn't have the best Squishmallows? It just shows
I feel like
that
they would get mad if she did have the best Squishmallows.
Correct.
Too, though, right? Because they'd be like, oh, of course she gets the best ones that are limited, and we don't get any of those ones. It's like,
fuck the Squishmallows. Fuck those people. You got one of the most popular like celebrities right now embracing the Squishmallow community, and you treat her like a fucking
like
doormat.
Yep.
Fuck that.
You treat her like a shitty Squishmallow.
Yeah, what she is, should burn that. Fuck that.
Terrible.
Just the Squishmallow you discard. That's under your bed.
Disgusting. Nice. Disgusting. Gross. Already talked about Tristan Thompson and Chloe. We got a couple videos that we can react to. Let's start with apparently Jake Paul rejecting Tana. Tana's everywhere.
Everywhere.
she is. I think we
aren't
could
they
have
like
Tana,
best friends?
Yeah.
We could have a Tana segment every single episode.
I DM'd her to try to get her on the show. She didn't reply.
Damn.
Big time.
Yeah. I did, just so I could call you mine.
Hell nah. Fuck you.
That's
brutal. That was brutal.
I gotta be honest, I couldn't even read what the sign said on my computer.
It literally said hell nah.
Yeah. I mean, but Tana knows that. Tana fucking knows that.
Right. She was putting that out there.
Yeah. This went pretty viral on my TikTok and my stuff. I got deleted off Twitter for a hot minute. Some girl, Abby, made this video. I couldn't find her TikTok, so I just said Abby, but it was a funny video.
It's so funny.
It went pretty viral. A lot of people didn't even realize that was you at first. They're like, wait, that's Josh.
Like, why are you so crazy? Is like that video was actually probably one of my biggest videos when I was 14,
really,
like, or 15 or something like that. I think it probably got 600,000 likes. Like, it was something dumb like that.
That's wild.
This is why the Sixers lost. I have no idea what this is gonna be. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be why.
It might be why. It's definitely why. Listen.
They were courtside at the game.
I love the DeMellos. I like Dixie, Charlie, and I like Noah. But Noah's getting very close to blink twice if you're being held hostage situation.
Right, right.
He's getting emasculated on the regular.
He is.
I know.
You, like, Dave, you can't talk. That's literally you.
I don't do those dances,
Oh,
Bri.
My God. What about the story that you had to post the other day? You shut up. You can't say anything.
Well, that's because I did a pizza review where I said I was single and it was causing a brouhaha.
Yeah.
Am I missing something? Did I not get to see something that you guys are both conversing about?
Yeah. Well, so you want to explain it to me?
There was a pizza review where I said I was single. I corrected myself right away. I shouldn't be saying I'm single when I'm not single. And so there was a story posted that just said I'm not single. That's all. It wasn't me doing the fucking Macarena like
I'm sure
that
if Silvano wanted
the
you to, you would. Hard,
don't diss on that dance.
I can do the Macarena.
All right,
Bri, we're gonna play that game, Bri. All right,
Vinny's here. Vinny's here. Should I intro him into the pod real quick?
Yes.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. He is a 1-0 boxer. The guy that can do just about every fucking thing on this planet Earth and seems to never take an L. I'm pretty sure I saw a singing clip of him the other day. I'm left surprised and speechless. Vinny Hacker, everyone. Come on. Yeah, you can walk up here. Yeah!
Oh,
I'm about to clap for an awkwardly long time, but... Yeah!
What's up? Let's go!
All right. Let's get on cameras and everything.
Yeah, I think he's cut off a little bit. Can you center it at all?
Push that.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
We good?
Yeah. How's everything? We got everything on our end, Kareem and Paul. We're good.
Yep.
You
guys
can
look
everything, right?
You guys look like you're like in Batman, like Dark Knight, like shadows and whatnot.
Yeah, like to be mysterious. A little, you know, mysterious
okay.
over here.
So, Vinny Hacker, and I'm looking right now at the thing, Google Trends over the last year, and it's just like a straight arrow to the moon. I don't know if that's because of the fight or that was happening before the fight. I know we tried to get you on here. Our people are like, he said no. Did you say no to this before and now yes, or they just never asked
it, you? I think it was a while ago when I was like in the middle. It might have been in like the middle of training or something like that.
Right.
And during that time, I was also streaming and I was doing like other work as well. So I probably did deny it because of just all the stuff that was going on. I didn't want, you know, I wanted as like the least amount of work as possible. So...
That makes sense.
Fair.
I have no problem with that. Yeah. I'm looking at these headlines, and our guys write them, and it's perfect right now because we just made fun of Noah Beck. Like, we just posted a video, and he was doing some – well, let's show him the video.
Let's
show Vinny what we just watched. Yeah. We said this is the reason the Sixers lost.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. We made fun of him.
So why we bring that back up is I'm looking at a headline that says Vinny told Noah Beck he has two friendly girls and doesn't have game.
Wait.
I might tell that to him now after seeing that video, but I don't know, dude. I don't know what the hell that was.
I mean, it was a tough one. So you're saying Noah's too friendly or you're too friendly?
No, he is.
Noah.
I think
Vinny
is.
You said Noah's too friendly. So
I might have. I don't know.
Where did we get that? Where did we get that line?
Right here under the picture of the like Google trend.
No, but like what video was that? Was that from like a video Vinny and Noah made together or something?
I don't know.
Devin might just be stirring the pot.
I feel like it was Vinny talking about himself.
Devin's a Vinny hacker.
It probably was.
Yeah, I think Vinny said it about himself.
Oh, it's reverse. Vinny told Noah Beck. Well, I can't understand it. I don't know if Vinny was saying he's too friendly and doesn't have game or Noah. Vinny.
Oh, no, that was me. I definitely don't have game. I have zero game.
That's impossible.
No, I have zero game.
That's your game. That's your game, and you know exactly what you're saying. That's your game, saying you have no game.
Have you ever been on TikTok, Vinny? Just ever in your life? Just scrolled through the 40 page?
I might have.
You scrolled through it before?
Yeah.
You are the 40 page, Vinny. There's game.
That doesn't take away the fact that I don't have game. I just don't.
Well, what is game? It says all your TikToks are thirst traps and just doing the wiggle dick move. So, Brie, you're our female voice.
Yes.
Right now in, like, the guy world on TikTok in terms of girls, like, freaking out over where's Vinny Hacker rank right now?
What Josh just said. He is the For You page. Every video I see, it's a girl claiming to DM Vinny Hacker, saying that he followed her or that. But then Vinny, he debunks it. He'll, like, duet it and be like, I never was in this girl's DMs.
I do got to say, that's probably my favorite part of your TikToks is when you just start trolling these girls.
It gets to a certain extent. Like, I'll be chilling with it at first, and I'll, like, ignore a bunch of it. And then as soon as, like, I see something, and, like, maybe I'm having a bad day or a stressful day or something, I'll be like, nah.
Nah, fuck this.
I'm not letting them slide.
I'm not letting them slide.
I'll kind of, like,
let people know.
Yeah.
Fair.
So we have an example of it, I think. Let's see the example of one of these. We have the video to watch it so we can see exactly what we're doing here.
Vinny Clown's girl claiming he DM'd her.
By the way, I already know you have game. To say you don't have game is a form
That's like
of
part
game.
Of the game, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. That is his game.
That video you're referring to is a guy saying he's insecure, but if you want to watch...
No. There's a title
Vinny Clown's
that says
girl claiming he DM'd her.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
That's so rough. That is so rough.
But I mean,
it was the fact that it was the fact. The reason I made that video mostly, though, was the fact that in her caption, she said, Vinny, I have a boyfriend. And I was like,
oh, so she was really trying to.
And I was like, let me see if I actually might have DM'd her. I don't know. Let's see. But I go to her Instagram through her TikTok. I go to my messages and I see that she has a requested message that she wanted to send to me.
You. Yeah.
And I was like, one, it said in her caption she has a boyfriend.
Tough for the boyfriend.
Horrible.
Like, am
for
I
the
not
going
to say anything?
Horrible.
No, you have to.
I mean,
did you make a little diss at that in your caption where you're like, "Hey, yo, you should tell your boyfriend."
I don't think I did. I think I just left it like no caption or something like that.
Because that's a long talk. That boyfriend is sitting that girl down and having a long talk with her.
Yeah,
there's no way he's not.
Vinny's out here just ruining relationships.
Yeah, for real. Dude.
We have this question, but I already know he's not going to have an answer. This is really crazy. So all the girls, like, what's your type? Like, there's a lot of speculation around this on TikTok because everyone wants to be Vinny's girl. And if you get a girl, they get canceled? Like, a mob comes after them?
What happened to the last girl you were with? I don't mean to, like, bring it up so sensitive, but...
I'm actually, like, chill with everybody. But, like, this one girl, Faith, when I was somewhat talking to her, it was, like, she was hanging out with me basically, like, every day. And I made, like, a TikTok with her. And the second I made a TikTok with her, and this was like in, I think like September, last September or something like that. I made a TikTok with her. And then all of a sudden, dude, all the comments were just like shitting on me. And then I go to her page and all the comments are like shitting on her. And it's just like, oh, it made her like, I remember she like even like tweeted it out or whatever that she wanted to like quit, go home.
Yeah.
Like just like focus on personal stuff. And I was like, dude, what the hell is wrong with people? And then multiple other times. Like, I wasn't even talking to this one girl. Like, I didn't even know her. But the fact that she mentioned that we talked, like, it was basically that DM. Like, she mentioned that we talked, but we didn't actually talk.
Yeah.
And people just started attacking her, and I didn't even know who she was. So she kind of set herself up, and it just keeps on going. It just keeps on, like, every time. Like, that's why I'm scared to talk to anybody right now.
Right, I was about to say, does that make you scared to get a girlfriend if you know they're just going
to
get...
Dude, yeah, because, like, I personally I don't care, like, about getting attacked for anything anymore, because...
I was going to say anymore, because you used to tweet out people, like, crazy. No. When Vinny first came to L.A., and you were in Studio City, right?
Yep.
This guy, anytime somebody tweeted at him, anytime, like, someone said a post online, tried to cancel, like, he would engage at every fucking comment, and I'd be sitting there. I'd tell Anthony because Anthony would ask me or something. Vinny asked me, I'd be like, "Bro, you gotta just shut the fuck up, bro. No one cares. Like, you can forget about that shit." And I promise you, tomorrow, all those people are not gonna care.
Vinny, that's a good segue. Then, like, what? I know Josh isn't out. What brought you into this world? For some reason, I thought you I thought I saw it in the fights. They were saying you played like minor league baseball. Then everyone's like, that's not true. But like, how'd you get involved in this wiggle dick world?
Well, to get involved in this wiggle dick world, I kind of just like, I started it in high school, kind of making like ironic videos at first, kind of like random, like stupid videos.
How old were you?
I think when I started, I was like 17, maybe just turned 17.
Okay.
So it was like 2 years ago about. Yep. And so, and then I think I got like one comment that said I was cute.
Okay.
And I was like,
all right,
I'm gonna make a thirst trap and see how that goes. So I just started making a shit ton of thirst traps, and then I was like, I look at them every time. I still to this day look at them after I make them. I'm like, what am I doing?
Right. I was gonna ask. Do you ever like get out of the shower? You have your towel wrapped around your waist, and you like click record, and you ever think like after you did that, like,
Yeah, I was like, is this what it's come to?
Is this right really now? What I'm doing right now?
Are you still doing those? Are you like still thirst traps?
100%.
On 100%.
Oh yeah.
That's why the girls freak out.
Yeah, like so that's your game. So when did you move? When were you like, okay, I can make a career out of this?
So I moved like 2 days after I turned 18, when I kind of got like the opportunity from somebody that I'd be able to move out here and whatnot. So I took that chance. That didn't last long at all. I got like basically like, kicked out of that house. And then I got moved into the Studio City house, which was Josh's old house.
Yeah.
And so I moved in there for a little bit. And that's when things started like take off. Was in that time frame from when I was in that house, like it was like maybe a month after I moved in, I started, you know, gaining like rapidly, like not as much as like you or like Noah when he had hype and shit like that, when they were on the top, but like I was still recognizable.
But
so.
The thing about your hype was like it was such a niche audience.
Yeah.
I feel like you had such a certain audience that wasn't like the same as Noah was getting. Noah was getting the people that followed all the Hype House and Sway House before, and it was just coming so quick. And the Charlie fans, like, you don't have the same fans as
what
Charlie.
So what's the difference?
I feel like you have a little bit of like an older girl group, but also they're like more on the like skater side, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, that's true age. Because I mean, when I moved into that Studio City house and I started blowing up, that's when I was like skating the most. I was like doing all that stuff, like I was even making like skating videos and stuff, and that was kind of like, I don't want to say this because I know people are going to get mad at me, but I don't give a fuck. That's when, like, it was a trend on TikTok to skate. But, like, I actually, like, you know, like, I went out and skated with my boys every day.
No, that was, like, you, Q, Cooper, all of you guys were skating all the time.
Yeah,
I remember that because me and Jaden got absolutely fucked on that Studio City house.
Yeah.
We were stuck paying rent for that house for, like, 7 months. It was brutal.
Dude, yeah. But, no, you don't know how many things I had to fucking fix in that house because, like,
thank you, by the way, because when they went after to, like, go check out the entire house, there was probably still at least $5,000 in damages. Like,
dude,
at least.
I think, like, a week after I got to that house, the sink would not, like, it wouldn't drain. And so there's this dude, like, draining across the street or whatever, like, doing something on other people's pipeline or and whatnot. But I went up to that dude at the neighbor's house and was like, yo, I'll pay you like a K right now if you come over and you fix the sink. He fixed it.
All right, fuck yeah.
For 2 days.
Oh.
And then it's never drained again.
Sweet.
So.
Awesome.
What about, here's a question for you. And what would you think on this move? Do you know Karina Kampf? You must, right?
Yeah.
So we're in this and Josh just casually drops like, oh, Karina Kampf, like DM me or texted me being like, I got 180 grand for posting a picture of my boobs. Why don't we go out to dinner on Thursday? I'll spend it on you.
And I was bro, I got a business dinner.
He's just casually like, I business dinner. Didn't reschedule. Like,
yeah,
first of all, how nuts is that? Second of all, is there anybody in Hollywood, not in Hollywood, like that you want to meet? That you could, it could be guy, girl, like go on a date or just like you respect them. It's like, oh, I want to meet this person.
I mean, I've met a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't think of anybody that I really haven't met yet. And even if I did at this point, like, I feel like I've met so many people and, like, I've even met, like, idols and stuff.
You met, like, Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't, like, introduce myself to him, but I saw him and that was enough for me. I was like, yes. But,
right.
Like, I've gotten to the point where I've seen and talked to so many people that were, like, idols or like people that were other people's idols that I'm like, I feel like if I saw somebody like that again, it would just be like, it's just like casual now.
Yeah.
Cause like there's so many people in this area that just like walk around the street and you're like,
Right, right.
Wait
I see
a
what
minute.
You're saying. I see what you're saying. It kind of does. I feel like you start to lose the like fangirly type attitude
yeah.
after
it's not
a little bit. But
anymore.
You're telling me there's not one person like I like when I went and saw. I got to sit down with Wayne Gretzky at
oh,
a lunch.
That's
that was the fucking wildest thing ever for
yeah.
me. And I've met people that are more, you could say, famous, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, Wayne Gretzky, to me, that's fucking unreal. So there's not one person.
Are we talking about, like, it can be anybody.
Anybody.
Anyone,
anybody. Social
anyone,
media
yeah.
world, nothing.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Or Will Ferrell. One
Will
of the
Ferrell.
Two.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Wild. Two different. Johnny Depp makes yeah. sense for me. I want to see Will Ferrell. What is Samantha Real? Is this like your girlfriend?
Oh, no. That was, when was that? That was like 3 months ago, I think. And that was more like a, I mean, I remember why she got attacked, and it was the whole Trump thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. I thought that was with Faith. I thought that had been Faith.
So that was kind of with Faith, but she actually, it was like, I think she liked a Trump tweet like a long time ago before he was president or something.
Right.
I can't remember what it was, but then she ended up tweeting out and was like, I don't support Trump, blah, blah, blah. And then people gave her a break because, I mean, they attacked her for that, whatnot. And then... this Samantha girl, she was like, I don't know. She had like a, she had a Visco and she had a Trump hat on or like a MAGA hat on. And I don't know why like people attacked me for it in the first place. Cause like,
right.
do you expect me to like, when I go out to meet this girl
hey,
to
nice
like
to meet
click
you.
On her Visco and be like, okay. Or, oh, Trump hat. Or like, hey, nice to meet you.
Who'd you vote for?
Who'd you
in
vote for? Like obviously I have my own. Kind of, you know,
yeah,
ideals
and, shit.
And stuff, but like, I'm not gonna go up to somebody and first impression just be like, tell me right now.
So, are you seeing anybody right now? I was just looking through my phone because some
oh,
girl,
yeah.
you are,
huh? No,
you,
no.
Well, you just said
I thought,
yeah,
no,
you did.
I was kind of like, no.
You're messing up. You're messing
up. I was messing
up,
a little
you just
bit.
Let something
not
slip.
Seeing anyone
no.
right
but it
now?
Sounds like you're pretty open with it, like going out. If like a girl's hot, slides into the DMs, gets your attention, you're down.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just making sure that helps
oh,
you.
Yeah.
All right. To the fight. So you beat, and this is, you were the only guy on your side of the aisle mm-hmm. who won.
Yeah, thank God.
The only
way.
TikToker.
Thank God, dude. Helped us
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was a bad showing for the TikTokers in general. Now,
yeah.
you may know this more. We've been hinting you may not be able to talk, but Josh is hearing rumors that guys aren't getting paid. There's no money. Is there any truth to any of this shit?
Yeah, so there's a lot that we have to deal with right now, and I don't even know the full story. I remember getting a call being like, yo, keep your head up, like keep your eyes on the swivel kind of thing, because we don't know what's going on right now. And like that's basically all I heard. I'm sure, like, you've heard it from probably some of your boys, like,
yeah,
firsthand,
yeah.
and they've told you. But, like, I'm kind of, like, this whole time, this whole thing, I've been so out of the loop because
right.
it was just terrible communication in the first place.
So was the event just run poorly?
Yeah, so, I think so. It
so
was
you
like,
haven't been paid yet?
Mm-mm. Nope.
So.
That's crazy.
What the fuck do you do if you don't get paid?
Hey, I mean. Fucking, there's nothing you really can do.
But at least
but,
it's
I mean,
fit
to
for
somebody, like...
Well, yeah,
yeah,
obviously. Obviously that, but, I mean...
The good side for Vinny, though, is regardless, like, obviously you gotta get paid, you gotta sue.
Yeah.
At least he got mileage, like, his brand exploded.
Yeah.
Like, he won the
That's
fight.
True.
Imagine mm-hmm. getting, like, fucking knocked out and not getting paid.
Yeah,
like, everything
Bryce Hall
broke
not
as perfectly
paid.
As it could for Vinny. But in the other side... Did you like it, by the way? Were you, like...
Do you think you're
gonna
box again?
That's hard to say, really. I mean, like, just because of the fact that I came back, and when I was done, I was so excited to, like, work on my cars, you know, like,
yeah.
work on streaming and all
yeah.
that stuff. Because every day for the past 5 months, I'm training, like, 2 hours a day. I wake up at 5 a.m. to go all the way to Melrose to train. And I live an hour and 30, right?
Yeah, you do live a distance away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't been to that house yet.
No, I gotta come by. It's
yeah.
gonna be sick.
But... So I live so far away, I was waking up at 5 a.m. to come to training, like, every day. Like, doing the most. Doing the absolute most. Like, I played football in high school. I played baseball in high school. This is, like, the most that I've ever done.
Think this is the best shape you've ever been in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And just, like, the thing is, like, if I want to do another fight, I'm going to have to give up, like, sort of
all
what
that.
I'm doing right now and what I want to focus on right now for however long until the fight is. Like, if I know when the fight is, I'm going to have to start training, like, as soon as I know when the fight is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if, like, as of right now, in my thoughts, I don't know if I could, like, mentally like do that again with throwing all the stuff that I have right now out the window.
So what's that, what's the end game? Yeah, like what is that that you're striving to be? What do you?
Well, so I have a lot of like different outlets, but you know, there's mainly streaming. I recently like even okay, before the fight, I would stream video games. No, I was decent. I had a decent amount of viewers.
You were pulling no like 20k viewers.
No, no, I was pulling like 4k.
Okay, okay,
but like it would be 20k different viewers. So like concurrent viewers, like 20k different people would be coming in.
I see what you're saying.
But it would always be a consistent like 3 to 4k.
That's good.
And then after the fight, first stream when I get back, 25,000 people. I was like,
that's wild,
dude. And I was playing like in a like a ranked game, whatnot, in Valorant and whatnot. I was like, dude, I like can't play in front of this many people. Like, it took me a second to get used to it because I was like, there's so many people watching me. And even after the fight,
there was
like,
more people in that stream than probably were at the fight.
Probably, honestly.
So that's what I was saying with some people. Like, obviously, you get paid, but right there in itself, it's almost I don't, like even if you're like you're not going to get paid for the fight, but when you return for the fight,
you can
you're
make
gonna,
$1 million off.
You're going to quadruple how many people are watching you stream. That's probably worth it, anyways.
Are they all girls? Is it all girls that watch you stream?
So before, huge majority of girls watching me stream, like huge majority, and like if I didn't have my face cam on during the stream, I'd go from like 3,000 viewers to like 800. Yeah, not even joking. Like I have to have the camera on my face, or else they will not join.
And that's like pisses me off. Such sometimes. An arrogant, cocky thing to say, and you say it so casually. Like, if the camera's not on my fucking face, nobody will.
If I'm not on the fucking camera, no one shows up.
Yeah, it's like no, it's no. My fucking
you got to see it
firsthand.
He's not wrong though. That's the
no,
thing.
I'm not, I know
it
he's
is.
Not wrong.
It is true.
But
it is true.
Sometimes you two idiots live in your. You don't even hear what you're saying. It's like, well, I got to put the fucking camera on my face to get the girls. Or it's true, but it's just like, what a fucking planet.
That and usually that actually happens to everybody just because they want kind of like that
reaction.
Interaction and reaction and stuff. But like for me, since like my whole group of, you know, my community is girls, like they like that. They don't like a lot of them know about the game and they learn about the game. But also a lot of them will just come in like I see comments on my stream like, I just downloaded Twitch just because I want to see Vinny. I'm like,
yeah, no shit.
I'm like, I appreciate the support.
Where are these thousands and thousands of girls who sit around and watch fucking video games? They
don't think that's a huge
They want
audience.
To see the dude.
Hey. It happens.
They're watching
you. No, I get
they're
it, but
Vinny.
Let's not pretend that they're fucking, you know,
just
showing up
look.
For that. It's like they're not. You're not going to a
you're
fucking male strip club because you like the music. What?
I think 25,000 girls would love to just watch Valorant all day long.
Exactly.
I think they just love the game, honestly.
Yeah, Michael Gruen playing Valorant. It would be a huge fucking stream, I'm sure.
Dude, I want to see that.
No, that would be a great stream.
I
think that would
that.
Be good.
I
would blow up more
that.
Than mine, dude.
Oh,
but, I mean, after the fight, I started getting a bigger demographic. Like, I have a lot of guys coming in, especially after, like, a few of, like, Valorant's, like, top players, like, have followed me and stuff like that. I've become friends with them. They're really cool people. It's a really good community. So I've had like a lot of their viewers come into my chat. So it's kind of like it's starting to even out more. But like it's not the fact that it's a boys versus girls thing. I need more boys than girls or anything. It's the fact that I want more people that want to watch the game. Then just want to stare at my
I see what you're
face.
Saying. Yeah,
because,
yeah.
And like get noticed
come,
by me.
That tends to come with the male fans.
Yeah.
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 I feel like the Deji thing also helped you a ton.
Oh, it did.
Deji being like down a little bit and you like going over, helping him out, talking to him, like trying to boost his confidence. I think that every Deji supporter was kind of like, they were kind of like, fuck you for being nice because now I like
you. Now,
but
there
like,
was a duet that was made on my video where they both put their middle fingers up and they were like, fuck you for being respectful. All right, bro.
So I think we talked about this next one. I'm looking like Vinny's skater boy style. I feel like an early BFF episode when I didn't know who anybody was, we put up all the styles. I think I actually was
you picked
pro
Vinny.
Your style. Yeah.
You picked
oh,
Vinny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
remember
were.
Watching that.
Yeah,
I remember watching
I think,
that.
I think we might have.
I think we all
no,
picked
No, I didn't see this one where you're wearing like a maid outfit. But
you don't like that?
I mean, I probably want to pick
Look
that.
At my thighs. Look at my quads.
You got big, you've been hitting the fucking leg press.
nice legs.
I thought that was a tattoo, not the other. So what do we want? Like, what is your style? Still the same? I mean, you look pretty normal to me now.
I mean, basically, except, I mean, the reason I've been dressing a lot, like minimal wear, because I've been driving my RX-7 around a lot, and that thing has no AC. So basically now every day what I wear is just shorts and a t-shirt.
So you're not fucking burning
in LA. But, I mean, it's basically the same thing. If I go out to skate, which, you know, I'm starting back up now that I can because I'm not training, I'll wear, like, some jeans because I don't want to get cuts on my fucking, you know, legs and stuff like that. So I'll wear, like, jeans, a t-shirt, a beanie.
Yeah.
Like, just keep the hair out of my face.
Yeah.
So it's basically the same stuff.
Yeah, skater shit.
Like skater style.
And
you know me.
Has that been the same style? Like, looking here, you did play baseball in high school and sports. Same style? Yeah. Like, if you saw you in high school before you blew up, same style? Or has it changed?
Hell no.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not wearing rings in high school.
No. Well, no, I did wear rings in high school, just not to school, because
you didn't
people
want to get bullied?
Made fun of me for wearing rings when I came in as, like, a freshman.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, sick. So I didn't really care that much, but, like, did in a way. I don't really know how to explain it.
I get what you're saying,
but
I
like
do the same thing.
No, my style was and at my school I had to wear khakis and a polo shirt.
That was my school uniform.
Yeah. Khakis and a polo shirt.
Khaki shorts or khaki pants, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're just straight pants, and you either got them in the khaki color or the navy color.
Yeah.
And then we had white golf, they were like polo shirts, or whatever the fuck you want to call them. White, blue, or green.
Yeah.
That was
so
it.
The fun. What's up?
So when did all the tattoos start?
Literally, I think like a week after I got back from LA. Or no, a week after I got to LA, sorry.
Yeah, you got to LA and got tatted so quick. I remember. Yeah.
Is that the first time you got a tattoo LA?
How many do you have now?
I think I have 20.
20?
Yeah.
And you're just going to keep going? Are you just going to be like, are you like halfway there or not even?
I mean, not even really, because I know I'm going to do my leg. I'm going to do my other arm. And then.
Wow.
But dude, tattoos take a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, tattoos are...
I love them. I love them. Yeah. I just, like, I don't know if I want to do it all, like, right now or if I would... Like, my arm ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My arm's
What's the spider
nowhere.
One on your chest all about?
I really just got that because I wanted to, and I was like, yeah, this could be sick.
So, like, so no meaning nothing.
Yeah,
you're just like, I'm going
to
put a tarantula
Dude, half
on
my chest.
Dude,
half my tattoos... Like, I only have a few that actually have, like... something meaningful to me. Like, the rest of them I just get because, like personally for me, I don't think you need to get tattoos with a meaning. But, like, I obviously have some that mean something.
Right. So some of it's just, like, a cool image.
Just
I like
for look.
So exactly. How long before you're like, hey, I'm going to do a tarantula on my fucking chest till you're like, is it instant? Like, all right, tarantula, that's a good idea. Just go get it? Or do you actually, because, I mean, I know you can get them removed, but you probably have a tarantula on your chest the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah,
one day I'm gonna wake up when I lose my memory when I'm older. I'm gonna look down at my chest and start
and
freaking
freak
out.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
So my character, like, that's a wild tattoo. Like, if I saw you out, I'd be like, this dude's crazy. He's got a tarantula on his fucking chest. So yeah,
this
I'm
guy's
curious,
got
like,
nothing to lose. This guy has nothing to lose.
Right. Like, I'll cross the street and walk
He's
on the other side.
He's up to something if he has a spider on his chest.
I'm curious, in your mindset, when you came up with that idea, how long before you came up with it till it was on your chest?
So I think it was like that day.
See that?
And I was like, dude, I really want to, like, I want a chest tattoo. Like, I want something on my torso. And I was like, spider, but where? Sternum.
Right.
The most painful
the
spot.
Right.
Let's do it. I think I just wanted to, like, know what it was like getting a tattoo in a painful spot because the rest of them have been on my arm. And I was spider on the sternum? Why not?
Bree, what are your thoughts on tattoos on dudes? Like, if you see this guy, like, rolling down the street with a tarantula come out of his fucking torso.
Right, are you like, ugh, that's hot.
It's so different.
Or he's crazy.
It's so different,
like,
this generation.
Just,
everyone's
like,
tatted up.
Someone.
I feel like everyone has tats. Like, you have tats, Josh. Every single one of the Sway Boys are tatted. It's so different. Yeah, but Dave, you're 44.
I knew you were going to throw that shot.
That was
a layup. That was fucking
that's
like,
not a shot. That's not a shot.
That was meet the parents when they're in the pool and they just threw a little fucking
like, generation. Weirdly, though, like,
you would look
on
weird.
On TikTok, I think I'm going to give him credit because I think it was him. I think Jaden just fucking started a movement.
No, he did.
Yeah,
like, Jaden. Sure. Jaden definitely did, especially with the shit that he has. Like, what he has, like lightning
yeah,
or something on his.
He's got everything.
He's got like, some crazy tats. Like, he's inspired a few of my tats, actually.
Yeah,
like, I've gotten an idea from him.
Oh, we're just going to turn this into a Jaden dick-sucking contest? No,
I'm not trying to turn it into that, man. I'm just saying I'm going to give the guy credit. He did get, like, the first
name.
Tats. And then what happened was he got them in Sway. He got, like, he started getting yatted, and then Bryce started getting more, and then I got more. And
I got to teach you how to hold a grudge. I don't care if he fucking cured cancer. We ain't giving him credit for it.
No. All right, fuck that then. I started it. I started it with my two tattoos. Good.
There you go.
Dave, do you remember do you remember Vinny's duet that he made, coming back to the skater stuff, when he duetted your TikTok that we talked about on the show? I have the clip.
No.
I don't even know if I remember this.
This is the first interaction.
Oh yeah, it was the one where I was using a abnormally low voice.
Hi. It's like Scooby Doo Shaggy style. All
right, this is a skater boy.
They had the one picture where I was mall grabbing, and the one picture.
They had the one picture.
I never saw that. That's the first time I've seen
that. Actually,
That was the deepest, sexiest voice I might have ever heard in my life.
I feel like you look like a different person in that.
They had the one picture where I mall grab.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there laughing like I don't know what mall grab means.
Dude, okay, so.
It's a way to hold, like, it's the wrong way to hold the skateboard.
Basically.
It's how, like, idiots hold the skateboard, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, but, like, there's not really a wrong way to hold it. People just, like, make fun of it.
Fun of it, yeah.
Because supposedly, like, I've heard from, like, multiple people that have told me this, but they're, like, they call it mall grabbing because kids that, like, didn't skate would hold the board like that in the mall
and just
walk around with it.
Yeah, to look cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get, like, you will still get, like, shit on for that, though. Like, people will, like, unironically just be like, you're a fucking poser. You suck.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, okay.
The two communities who will do that the most are like skateboarders and like surfers.
And
like those are the two with like call you out fast. So been a part of a ton of houses, a member of the University of Diversity, don't know what the fuck that is, Sway, that hype, all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one was kind of just like it wasn't really a house, it was a group.
It was a social media thing.
Yeah, it was like a social media group where it was just like a bunch of, you know, it was like a really diverse group of people. Right? Mm-hmm. So we had...
You are super diverse.
What do you mean?
I'm just white. I was just making a joke. It didn't really hit. Just keep going.
It almost hit by how much it didn't hit. Like,
yeah,
it's actually
a funny
clip.
I think that was funnier,
Yeah, now that might be a clip.
That was good.
Fuck.
That was good, Josh. All right,
just keep going. Just keep going. Fuck, man. Go.
So that was basically that. And then the whole Sway thing. That thing was just like... That was kind of weird for me because that was when you guys were kind of moving into your own places and like doing like your
own
things.
Yeah, everyone was moving everywhere.
You guys were separating. Chaos. Like I got moved into Sway Gaming and whatnot. And I get there and I'm like really the only one that actually like streams every day.
Quentin was like starting to, I think.
Yeah, no, Quentin was starting to. He was definitely playing games a lot for sure.
He wasn't streaming as much.
He wasn't streaming as much. I don't want to sound like an a-hole, but he wasn't streaming as much as me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean,
I
like
get
the
it.
Guys play video games at that house. But they didn't really, when I got there, I was expecting, like, we stream together, we, like, play games together, like, almost every day.
It's, like, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, basically.
Yep.
So I'm, like, not a day. I'd say, like, if you're doing 8 hours, you do that, like, every 3 days. Every 2 days
fair,
and whatnot.
Fair.
So I was thinking, like, maybe, like, yo, we stream, like, 3-4 hours every day or 8 hours, like, every
three days.
And then
film content around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, you can build stuff around that. You don't have to just stream. You can make YouTube videos out of it and whatnot.
Yeah.
But.
See, I would have been doing that.
I would
be doing that shit. But some of those guys, man, they just, like, I think it's just because they smoke. They just smoke weed and then they're just
fuck,
I forget.
It might have been.
What I'm supposed to do.
For sure. I mean, I was like that when I was, like, dude, ever since I was, like, 16, 17. Sorry, mom. But it was like that at first. But I still got work done.
Right.
You know, like I still like because I've been streaming since I was a sophomore in high school. So it was kind of like more like a passion to me, I think, than out of anybody there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I expected more than what it actually was when I got there, and then you know that ended up not working out, and then I was like, all right, they're moving me to this place. So now what?
Now Studio City. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. I get that.
What is, and I know you talked about this a little bit, Josh, and I don't know whether it's going to be great, bad, I don't know what we're doing, but Vinny sings, too. He does everything. Let's see the singing video. I have no idea.
I don't know if it was on the sheet, but
it's
saw
on the
video
sheet.
Where you were singing.
Yeah, no, it's on the sheet.
Is this a real video?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't even remember this.
Yeah, this is real. This is real.
Oh.
Pretty good.
No, it wasn't. Okay. That was like Oh. Wasn't expecting this one. I get very... I love singing on live, dude.
You want to sing on this mic?
Oh, hell no.
You can sing here.
Heck no. I am a believer. I am a believer, though.
I get what you mean, though, about singing on live. Like, sometimes you're on live and you're just listening to music and you're just
I'm just vibing. Like, sometimes I don't even, like, I don't even catch myself singing.
Yeah.
Like, I like singing and I'm like...
You ever think about that for a second? Be like, damn, I just sang. Because, like, I've done that before where I've just, like, had it on or whatever and started just randomly singing. Like, weird. But... And then I'm like, oh, fuck. All right, 5,000 people just watched that or 10,000.
Was that... I couldn't tell by the, like, through the headphones. Were you singing over a song or was that all you?
Yeah, no, I was definitely singing over the song.
So can you sing?
I mean...
The first
I wouldn't
one
say
didn't
I can sing.
I swear
singing.
I saw a video. I was trying to look for it. Really
there was a video, and I did. It got like a million likes.
Yeah,
of
I saw
me
it.
Singing. Like it's called like "Blind Eyed" by Ren and Sam Tompkins.
And you kind of hit that shit.
I mean, kinda, but like at the same time, you can't like really hear it. I think people are giving me more credit than
they think. Like the song is you.
No, I don't think they think the song was me. I think that they think that I was louder than I actually was.
Okay.
So they might have thought that like. The voices like match perfectly, but in actuality, I think I might have been singing a little too low. But I think they're giving me too much credit, honestly.
If I was gonna
that's game,
stop
that's game right
I'm,
there. By the way, well, that's game, Dave. That was
not
game.
Taking credit, but it's,
I'm not actually that good.
I don't understand. There's a lot of wasted energy going on here with you, Wiggle Dickers. Because if I was gonna stop everything I'm doing, I already said this to Josh. Like, if we want to make him a pop star, we could do it with auto-tune and everything and the way he dances. Girls, same with you. We could have a whole fucking lineup.
A boy band.
Yes. Like, boy bands, unless you guys just make more money. But I feel like I could, like, you both of you guys, if you just stopped what you're doing,
be the next
like, I'm
going to
be a singer. I'm going to get good producers. I'm going to fucking take my shirt off. I'm going to wiggle dick and sing. You'd be fucking huge stars.
So am I hearing that me and Vinny are doing a duo band?
Seriously.
That'd be pretty cool.
Dude.
What do we call
it? Might have thought of something here.
Yeah, what do we call it?
We might be on some shit.
Joshy Hacker or something? I like Hacker as a last name.
Is
Jenny.
Is Hacker your real last name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cool
Jenny
name.
Is
Vinny
the standard.
Vinny Hacker sounds like such a famous name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No way.
That is the toughest last name. I feel like
Vinny
I've
Hacker?
Asked and you said that, but it
That's
is hard to
up.
Believe that Hacker is your last name. It
no,
is hard
it's not.
To believe. You're a gamer. You're a
gamer.
He's
laughing, too.
Yeah.
It's not fucking
Yeah, no, it's
anger.
Not.
No, it is. It 100%
no,
it is.
No way.
It 100%. Yeah.
Show me your passport.
You want to see my ID right now?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can get changed like food
you can,
god.
You can,
this guy's
you can
a,
validate this for me.
Vinny Hacker is straight out of casting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like he just made it.
He,
is it actually?
He ain't wrong.
I could see the birth certificate when you were born and your parents sign it and naming it, and I'd be like, this guy's name is not Vinny Hacker. There's nothing he can do to convince me the
There's
birth
no
name
way.
Is Vinny
There's
Hacker.
No way.
It's too
no.
perfect.
Well, it's actually Vincent Hacker. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but Vinny Hacker. Both are good.
Vincent's not the problem. It's a hacker.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to listen to
fuck
the...
Fuck, Mary kill, right?
Yeah, before that, do you want to listen to the
oh, okay.
the blind yep, eye yep. clip
I'm
that
down.
Went
like
super
I'm in high school again? Let's
yeah,
go.
Play it. Yep. All right, play the clip first, Kareem.
A little middle school party or something.
That we'll play
oh,
the music.
No.
Here it
then
is.
Do it.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that's the one. And I'm
tired. God damn.
That was the
yeah,
one.
I think...
Wait, play
listen,
it again.
Listen to the start.
Again.
Go. I'm blind, Mike, and I'm tired.
God damn. I think Jet heard it better than anybody else because I was right next to him.
Is that you, though? Is that that high-pitched little...
In the background...
You?
Like
so
you can
like
kind of hear it, but
with
like
I don't know.
The music.
I can't
with
tell if I'm hearing
music.
The background or the song or what. But that shit sounded.
I mean, it's
That's
a little
what
bit
I'm
bold.
Saying, but we can go make it either way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can
like,
make
it. It doesn't matter. We'll put some fucking auto tune. Do it, and people
Fine.
Be like, it's him. The shirts
We're
off,
the
hats
studio,
backwards.
Right?
Little girls buying records. Fucking selling sex. We got the whole thing. We're taking yachts.
We're
it's
going. We're going to the studio, man. We have a studio.
We have
a studio session.
You, I come in and sing. You come in and rap. Just
I'm just
spit.
Still
dude.
Soft. Just fucking going crazy.
Yep.
Yeah,
that shit's
Holy
going
shit.
Up right now. I'm about to hit platinum.
All right, no, we're gonna be back next week. You just wait.
Fuck, marry, kill, Brianna.
Yeah, we got to fuck, marry, kill for Vinny.
Okay.
All right, who do we got first? Oh, sorry. Faith Ordway, Samantha, and Nikita Dragon.
Damn.
Yeah.
How the fuck did Nikita make it on there?
Probably because of Hype House stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's the correlation.
You guys
I'd say.
Are like kind of associated, yeah. right?
All right, so which one you going? Fuck, marry, kill. Drop it.
See, I feel really weird about this one because Faith has a boyfriend now.
So kill her.
Yeah, that could be an easy kill.
Easy kill.
That's like an easy kill. I guess because I'd probably kill Faith.
Yep.
I'd probably marry Nikita because she's like a bro to me.
Okay.
So we could just have a mutual agreement.
Right.
Where we can be like, yo, dude, we're bros.
Okay.
Bros.
So that means you're fucking we're Samantha married. Real.
I guess
I like
so,
Nikita.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
I like it.
Dave?
Yeah, that was easy.
John?
Yeah, I'd do the same exact rotation he just did.
I guess I'm going same rotes.
All we're right. All the same.
Roting.
I mean, I'm not going to marry a fucking squad with a boyfriend, right?
Yeah,
exactly. You can't do that.
All right. Baby Ariel, Addison Rae, and Lauren Gray.
I don't know Ariel that well.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know Lauren Gray that well either.
I only really have met Addison like a while ago and a few brief times. She went out and skated with me in Troy.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that?
Yeah,
she can skate?
I mean, dude, she learned how to ollie in like a day.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right, I'm killing Addison. Sorry, Addison, but I can't. Like,
really?
I can't. Sorry.
I'd say that as well. I'm killing Addison.
Shout out, Bryce. And then I'm going to say marry baby Ariel and fuck Lauren.
I don't know who Lauren or baby Ariel. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Does Lauren have a boyfriend too, though, now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh. We're really in a hole here.
Okay, how about this?
Listen.
I
marry Lauren, but don't do anything. I'm just chilling.
Right.
I wouldn't trust either you two to just chill. What are we kill? Who are we kidding?
Yeah, what? These two just chilling? Not a chance.
Yeah, right.
If I'm forced to marry one of them, and I'd just marry Lauren and be like, hey, listen, we're getting married, but you can still have your boyfriend. I'm going to go.
Bang, baby Ariel.
I'm sure the boyfriend would love that. I'd marry Addison. She's the only one I know. And I don't know the other two. So we'll go fuck Lauren, kill baby Ariel, but you could flip a coin. I don't know either of them.
Okay. All right. Charlie Jordan, Bella Poarch, and Daisy Keach.
Hmm.
Right, so, fuck, this is hard.
This is a hard one.
Well, if you're smart, you'd marry Bella. She's so loaded.
No, I'm gonna pull a strategic marry here.
Okay.
And Taylor, I swear to God, dog, I'm gonna, this is a respectful marriage. I ain't hooking up with Charlie at all. I'm just gonna marry her and we can sesh, and that's it. We'll smoke her rose joints, and that's all we'll do.
True.
And then, I'm trying to see, like, I guess I'll hook up with Daisy and kill Bella.
Wow. Who is Bella? Why do you say she's loaded?
Because she is massive. Remember the video, Dave, the most famous video of the head bump?
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
That was her.
Yeah. She's huge.
I feel like maybe I should have said kill Charlie. I feel bad for Taylor now.
I'd probably kill Charlie.
Because she's nice.
She's super nice.
And
like
Taylor's
she's a bro.
With her,
that's
but
the
Taylor's
thing.
Friends with her too. So that's what I'm thinking. Would even want me to kill her?
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the deal with Daisy Keach? I feel like when I first was becoming aware of TikTok and shit like that, she was like it. Like I'd see her all the time. What does she do now?
You know the scoop on her more.
I haven't seen her.
Do I? I might. I don't know. I don't know her super well. I've heard things. I guess. I mean, I know she has a boyfriend now. She's dating like this model dude.
What are we doing? We're setting ourselves up with you.
She's dating Nikita Dragon's ex.
Daisy has she's dating a model dude. Like,
yep.
Dude's like top notch. Right,
okay.
I think that's all I really know about her. I haven't met her and I haven't like talked to her at all, so I don't really know her personality that well. But I mean,
but what am I right that at one point like
no, you're right.
she like did the high post with Thomas at the start.
What happened? Like I never see her
then
or
there was,
hear
like,
from
this
her.
Huge fight thing. Mm. She was like claiming Thomas was a liar. Thomas was claiming she was a liar. Going back and forth. She ends up leaving, starting a second house. That went like viral as fuck. It was all over YouTube trending. And then after that, Daisy ended up leaving the other house anyways, didn't
she?
Like,
yeah, and then she left
or something weird.
And she did her own thing and like got her own house, I think.
Yeah,
so has she kind of like fallen off, or am I making that up?
She's definitely not as
I wouldn't say she's really fallen off. I just say that she's like not
in the TikTok scene.
Yeah, in the TikTok scene. She's like,
that's
not
really
posting.
Where she started either. She was like just
an Instagram
model.
I think she took herself out of it.
And then she got submerged into the TikTok scene, and now she's back to, I think, just being more
doing her
Instagram
own thing.
Model.
Yeah.
And she does like workout routines. She gets you to get your butt big.
Yeah, she's actually that's what she's huge for on
that's what she's huge
YouTube.
For,
yeah. I think.
She just getting your ass big?
No, she like, has like ab workouts or something. Programs. People always do TikToks about
Barstool
it.
Barstool actually like helped. I don't want to say helped her make her famous, but we posted that video where she first went viral of like she was at the doctor and like testing whether or not her ass was real.
Oh yeah,
it was like mega viral like a couple of years ago before she did all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Interesting.
Hell yeah.
It just doesn't. I like she never crosses paths with this show or like what we're doing anymore. It doesn't. No. That's like the first time I've seen her mention in forever.
Yeah. Is that it?
Why was she with Vinny? Is there some history there?
I never talked to her.
No.
No.
Huh.
I just thought because the Hype House, they might have had some correlation. Okay. I guess not though.
Yeah. That was
it. She's well known though.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Was that the entire game, Brie?
Yeah. We have ATI if you want, but.
No, that's good. I think we've gone through most of it. Is there anything else?
I think
we
have hit it off. Vinny, you got anything else that you want to say?
Yeah, Vinny,
anything else
air
that
it out.
You bring attention to?
I gotta think. There's nothing really crazy going on right now except for the fact that I'm just getting swarmed. Like,
right.
Like I feel
crazy.
Like if I make
there's
crazy.
Nothing going on. Nothing going on except I'm just getting fucking
except
swarmed.
I just like go outside
I'm just
and
like
the
biggest
store,
TikTok
and
like
the
dude. Me.
Nothing you going on except I'm a mega celebrity.
Except I'm a fucking star.
I love taking pictures with people, right?
Yep.
I enjoy it. Like, it's good to meet people.
Great.
But I remember I was trying to get, like, my game face going. I was leaving the hotel to hop on the bus to go to the stadium, right, for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I hopped on or I was about to hop on. I was waiting outside for the bus. It was going to be, like, another 30 seconds. I had my headphones in,
game face,
staring at the ground, like, getting hyped up.
Yep.
And my mom... She like my mom and dad don't really know how like this like stuff works still.
Yeah.
Like I've explained it to them, they kind of get it, but they don't know the full story.
Totally. Yeah.
And I'm trying to like get in my game face. I have a fight in like an hour. Like I got to get ready. And my mom comes up, and she takes like 10 people, and they're like, "Hey, these people want to take pictures with you." And I'm sitting there like super serious with my headphones on. And I'm like, and then I like take off my headphone. I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "There's like 10 people that want to take pictures with you." And I was like.
That's rough.
That's cute. That's parents being parents.
Yeah, that's parents being parents.
No, 100%. I was like, I didn't really expect her to be like, no. Because my mom's like the nicest person in the world. And they went up to her and asked her.
Right.
So I was like, I can't say no. So even if they came up to me and asked me for a picture, I probably will still, like, still would have taken it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's the fact that they went up to my mom and were like, hey, can we get a picture with Vinny? I was like, I felt even more like obligated. To do it.
Yeah, can't say no to the mom.
Man, dude.
Can't.
Tough being a mega celeb.
Big celeb.
Also, last thing.
Yeah.
Gonna need help with the car. I need to get it. I really want a Skyline GTR. Like an old R34.
R34?
Yeah.
There's an R34 going for, it's like, it's midnight purple.
Yeah.
It's like one of, I think it's like, what is it? One of like 17 or something? No. Jesus there's fuck. More. There's like, I think there's like, it's either 117 or 1300. I don't know which stat it is, but. Crazy car, and it's gonna be legal in a year. It's like 200K. It's gonna be legal in a year, but as of right now, you can
like
only drive
illegal?
It 20K a year.
Why?
20K miles.
Right.
But that's a type of car that you wouldn't daily. So
yeah,
you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you wouldn't need to drive more than 20K a year.
No,
you would not drive that car daily.
What's your dream car?
Mine was the car that I have now, which is the RX-7 FD.
Yep.
And just because, like, I remember when I was like 14, I looked up online. I was like. Like coolest JDM cars.
Right, okay.
And I was like, this is sick. So it's always been in the back of my mind that I wanted that car. So I finally got that like 3 months ago.
I really want an E30.
Those are super clean. E30s
so
are super
nice.
Clean. They're like I love like the shape of them.
Yeah.
And they're drift missiles, dude.
Oh yeah. Me, Anthony, and Gav at my house, we're talking about all three of us. Like when Anthony can buy a car and Gav can, we'll all three buy E30s. And
dude,
just whip around in E30s.
They're crazy.
Still one of the worst days of my life was when Josh when we first met him, he had his Mercedes. I don't know what kind it was.
Do you not have that anymore?
No, I don't. It was the E63S.
He was going 400 in a 20 down these hills, and I thought I was going to fucking puke. This is how I met the guy. I was like, I don't think I'm going to last long doing this shit. He was literally gassing it for it to go 20 yards. I was fucking sick to my stomach.
Yeah, what do they call those turns that are goat near Bel Air? Just before, like, Bryce's turn in to Vestone and stuff.
Oh, like, I don't really know.
It's called, like, I think they have a name for it, like suicide something. It's
crazy. No fun.
Yeah.
You guys are getting those
but I
you were cruising down something like that. You were
I was whipping through them. They're the
so
best,
fucking
man.
Fast.
They're so
I felt like I was on an amusement park.
A roller coaster.
I'm on the other side. I got like a 1970s Bronco. That's what I have coming. I mean,
that's like my dream
sick.
Car.
That's pretty
like,
sick. Yeah. That's sick as hell.
Bronco.
Though.
I've, fuck.
And the, all right. The thing about, I mean, the FD that I have is that I take it like I took on a canyon the other day.
Yeah.
You know what a canyon run is, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like you're driving along the mountain and whatnot, and you're going up the hill and you're going, you know. And I was going up to this turn, and it was foggy as hell. It was like a few days ago. I was going up to this turn, and I expect it to be, you know, kind of like, you know, like there's going to be a lot of turns. But I get up to this turn. I'm going like 40, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I look, and I see out of the corner of my eye, and it's like right here, like the sign, and it says 10 miles per hour, and the turn is like this. Like, it's literally straight and turn like that. So I put my car in neutral as soon as I saw that, and I, like, whipped it, and it, like, I went sideways around that turn. And, like, since I was in neutral and I was, like, freaking out, I, like, I just stopped the car, and I was on the middle of the hill like this. And you know how much of a bitch it is to fucking put a car into, like, even, like, because my clutch is already, like, burnt as hell. And the fact that I had to climb that hill that was literally like and I almost died. Not a good combination.
I'm picturing like a magazine. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Might as well be different languages. But same. I can picture magazine like Us Weekly, like Vinny Hacker dead off car.
Imagine he dies right when he's going big.
Alright, well, I appreciate Vinny coming on. It was good having you guys.
One more final thing. When we were talking about like the Twitch and how many girls he has in his chat, we got this tweet sent to us that it's a guy in FaZe. His name is FaZe Sway. He's like a Fortnite YouTuber. And he said, bro, I'm looking at Vinny's chat on Twitch, and I swear it's only girls typing in his chat, literally. And then it's people saying, like, oh, he's so hot, blah, blah, blah. And then someone screenshotted the chat, and, like, this is insane what his Twitch chat is like. Brianna, Vinny Hacker fan, says, you got this. Anna says the bot. Like, it's just a bunch of girls typing in his chat, oh my god, you're so good. You're so good. Hey,
babe,
really, how are you?
You're really bringing, like, a whole new audience.
It's crazy.
So, the thing is, like that first comment that you read, how it was like, you got this, stuff like that. Like, that stuff, I love seeing that stuff. Because it's talking about, it doesn't have to be about, like, anything specific. Just the fact that, like, the fact that I'm streaming a video game, I don't want to see, like, obviously I'm going to see a few of those, like, no matter what, no matter who's streaming, like, people are going to see that, but it gets to the point where it's all of my chat is like that, and I look over at my chat after I get, like, a freaking, like, crazy play or something, and they're like, I maybe see my mods, and then, like, two other people will be like, yo,
holy
that was
shit.
Crazy,
yeah.
And I'm like,
it's hard to interact.
I literally have to mute my mic and mute my friends sometimes. And then look at the screen, like, look at my camera. I'm like, guys, talk about the fucking game. Then people start bringing drama into my chat, and I'm like, dude, this is not TikTok. I don't want to have to deal with TikTok stuff right now.
No guy is ever gonna feel bad for you. That, like, oh, poor Vinny Hacker's too fucking good looking, and all the girls will just stare at him and just be like, I want to fuck him. Like, nobody feels like God, nobody's ever gonna be
tough,
like, poor Vinny Hacker.
That's so tough. That's so
such
tough.
Such a hard life.
That's fucking what a tough life. I wish they watched
tough
the video
life,
games that just say they want to fuck me. tough life.
I will say this though. I will say this is that type of demographic that I have is so loyal.
Yeah.
Like, it's the I see the same people in my chat every time for 8 hours until the end of the stream. Every time. They're so loyal.
That's sweet.
And that's like the pro to it, is because no matter, you know, what the comments are, like, I can completely ignore the comments, but
they'll be back.
Like, they're just so loyal that it's like they're the same people every time, same amount of viewers. Like, it's so consistent.
That's sweet.
They're so consistent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah. BFFs. Yes, let's go.
BFFs. Wait, guys, we gotta tell them about the bathing suits.
Okay, let's do that real quick. Guys, bathing suits, bikinis, men's bathing suits, bucket hats. Vinny wants all the girls that follow him to wear them because he said that's his type.
He's never gonna fucking
respond.
Vinny said his type is a girl that buys BFF swim bikinis.
That's his type. He told us before.
Vouch.
When are we dropping them, Dave?
So we're going to do it an hour before our next episode. So let's say, obviously, this one we listen to next week. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll let you know, but it'll be an hour before the episode drops.
Yeah, they're going to sell out fast. So put it on the calendar. So get ready.
Get ready.
All right. Perfect.
Epi. Done.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.